欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 在之前节目当中呢，我们分享过蔡志忠漫画的老子说，老子呢是道家学派的奠基人。今天呢，我们来听一下另一位道家学派的代表人庄子的故事。这个故事同样是摘自蔡志忠漫画的中英版。故事当中呢，有两个人，一个是惠子，一个是庄子。惠子就说庄子说的话呢跟臭椿树一样，又大又没有用。那么庄子是怎么机智的对他的呢？我们来听一下。惠子 once said to 庄子, I have this giant tree called a true tree. Its trunk is all lumps and bumps, and winds this way and that. 有一天呢，惠子觉得庄子说，哎呀，我有棵很大的树，这个树呢叫做初树，其实呢就是臭椿树。那么在英文当中呢，他把这个臭椿树翻译成 the tree of heaven， 估计是一般臭椿树长得比较高，长得跟天一样高，所以是这么翻的。惠子呢就继续形容这棵树，Its trunk is all lumps and bumps. Trunk 指的是树干的意思，就是说呢，它这个树干呢不周整，全都是那种肿块啊或者树的瘤子。And wind this way and that. Wind 指的是缠绕的意思，就是这个树呢长得弯弯曲曲的。Its branches are all gnarled and twisted. A carpenter's plumb line could never be used on it. Plumb line 是铅垂线的意思，是木匠呢去做木工时候用的一种工具。如果还是不明白，看一下文字后面的漫画就好了。如果想要看到完整的图文，请微信搜索卡卡课堂。这句话大意就是呢，它的很多小树枝呢也都是弯弯曲曲的，完全不符合什么规矩。 It grows right beside the road, and no carpenter has ever paid any attention to it. 这句呢，惠子讲到了臭椿树的生长环境，其实它就在路边长着，但是呢，从来都没有 carpenter， 指的是木匠的意思，去理会它。Pay attention to something 指的是注意到或者理会的意思。惠子为什么忽然向庄子提起臭椿树呢？因为他想讲下面这句话。The words you have been speaking lately are just like this tree, big and useless. Who's going to listen to you? 你现在说的话就跟这大树一样，就是说的又大又没有用，净说大话瞎话，谁会听你的呢？古人啊，骂个人都这么有画面感，这么有智慧。庄子呢不慌不忙，他没说惠子对，也没说惠子错，而是呢说了下面的话。 Have you ever seen a fox or a wildcat? In order to catch their prey, they're always jumping over things and running all over the place. And although they're very agile, eventually they fall into a trap and die.
跟惠子一样，庄子呢也是用了大量的比喻。那么他说到了 fox 狐狸，说到了 wildcat 野猫。那么这两种动物呢，为了去捕食的时候呢，功夫非常的好。In order to catch their prey, prey 指的是他们的猎物的意思。Agile 指的是敏捷的、机敏的。但即使是这样 ，eventually they fall into a trap and die。但结果呢，他们往往会中了机关，死在陷阱里。
As for the egg, although it is big like a giant cloud hanging in the sky, it couldn't catch a mouse if it wanted to.
紧接着呢，他又说起了牦牛 ，yuck 是牦牛的意思。那牦牛身体很大，它比喻的是 a giant cloud hanging in the sky， 就像天上的一朵大云一样。就算牦牛它特别想抓老鼠，它也抓不到呀。
You have this great big tree, and you worry that it's useless. Why not rest under it and use it for shelter and shade?
然后庄子就说，你现在有一棵这么大的树，你却愁它没有用，没必要。你干嘛不在树下乘凉呢？
Since the tree is useless, no one will come along and chop it down naturally. There's nothing to worry about.
既然这个树就像你所说 useless, 没有用，那么自然不会有人来想砍它咯。那么这样一来呢，你就不用担心别人把你乘凉的树砍到了。
Chop down 指的是砍伐的意思，把什么砍下来。There's nothing the true tree could be used for, so it wasn't chopped down. To the true tree,Using uselessness was its greatest advantage.
这句话大意就是呢，出处确实没有什么用处，所以呢，他不会担心被别人砍到。对于出处来讲呢，无用之用其实是他最大的用处。在这个故事当中呢，庄子用到了比喻来验证自己的观点，你可以感受到呢，他的思维极具有包容性。让我体会到的是呢，他对万事万物的尊敬和爱，他不带分别之心的去看待每一个人每一件事情。就算呢是被说成无用的臭椿树，只要你用心观察它的特别之处，利用它的特点，其实它同样可以带给你意想不到的好处的。最后呢，我们再完整听一遍这个故事。
惠子 once said to 庄子, I have this giant tree called a true tree. Its trunk is all lumps and bumps, and winds this way and that. Its branches are all gnarled and twisted. A carpenter's plumb line could never be used on it. It grows right beside the road, and no carpenter has ever paid any attention to it. The words you have been speaking lately are just like this tree, big and useless. Who's going to listen to you? Have you ever seen a fox or a wildcat? In order to catch their prey, they're always jumping over things and running all over the place. And although they're very agile, eventually they fall into a trap and die. As for the egg, although it is big like a giant cloud hanging in the sky, it couldn't catch a mouse if it wanted to. You have this gray big tree, and you worry that it's useless. Why not rest under it and use it for shelter and shade? Since the tree is useless, no one will come along and chop it down naturally. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing the true tree could be used for, so it wasn't chopped down. To the true tree, using uselessness was its greatest advantage.